It was a real treat last fall to go to Spokane Children's Theater and encounter the Three Penny Opera as done by Northwest Opera, both for what it was and for a representation of the imaginative approach to what is called an opera company. And Tim Campbell, come in on your imaginative approach, on a bigger sense of what you do when you think up shows, because you don't just stage a Tosca and do it and go home. You think of some different roundabout way into opera, don't you?
Often. We do, or I try to. With a selection of different shows, this season we have done a traditional, such as the Three Penny, but then a little less traditional or well-known, the Lysistrata. And Lysistrata came about through my contact with Donna Skoog, who I work with at Spokane Children's Theater. She has a bunch of different scripts. And in the past, she has been a teacher up at Riverside, I believe it is, high school.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and bring Donna's voice in here. Donna?
That's right.
Yeah,
Donna.
Okay. Yeah, from Spokane Children's Theater. And so we'll find out more about that in a minute. Okay, now continuing the conversation.
So with Donna, with her scripts, she did things for high school students. And she added music. And I thought, well, you know, much of the music was very contemporary, very today. And a lot I hadn't heard. I have to admit, I had not heard some of this stuff. And I thought that her scripts are so much fun that it would be really great to take her scripts and then have me go back and use different composers, sort of like a pasticho, and throw them in to make hers more something that Northwest Opera could use. And we did it last spring with Twelfth Night with great success. So we thought, yeah, let's bring it back again this year with Lysistrata.
Well, let's take this apart one piece at a time. In a little bit, we'll get into the interpolations you've done and the music you've done. But what's between Tim and Donna, what's the attraction of the story Lysistrata?
I think Lysistrata is a timeless story, and it really lends itself to today in terms of the strength of women. But still, it's just a fun story.
And without spoiling any conclusions for those of us who haven't a clue even of how to pronounce the name of that work, because Google told me Lys, and Lice. For Lysistrata, what's the essence of the story?
Well, the story was written, first performed about 440 B.C., written by Aristophanes, a very famous Greek comedic writer, and it was his response to the Peloponnesian War that had gone on for 20 years.
And gee, we know about wars that do that, don't we? Okay, keep going.
Exactly. Timeless, right? Yeah. And it was his way of, like any comedic writer, they really based what they do on reality. And his way of showing that we need to stop this war. And he used women who really had no voice in society. And it was ironic that he would use women and to use their wiles, womanly wiles, so to speak, to get these men to finally call a peace treaty. And that's the essence of Lysistrata. She brings her all the ladies from all over Greece, Sparta, Athens, and says, hey, we got to stop all loving on our men until they finally sign a peace treaty. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much the essence and all the goings on in between. And it's an ancient story, but I put my own twist to it. And so I've added little things here and there, and it's my own interpretation of the story. Right.
When you say added little things, you mean just subplots and things like that?
Little subplots, I would say yes, little subplots, comedic twists and turns and almost Shakespearean-like, just to make it more fun for my actors and fun for my audience.
So is this a production that you had previously done at Spokane?
Actually, yes. I did it when I taught. I taught at Riverside High School for many years, English and drama. And I've been retired for almost 4 years now. And I actually did this show years ago. And I took out all reference. If you know anything about the original Lysistrata, I mean, it's almost X-rated. But now it is PG.
Yeah.
And yes, so I did it. But when Tim asked me to do this for Northwest Opera, I actually rewrote it and added more things to it. Much more mature. Actually, when I did it before, it was really G-rated. Now it's anywhere between PG and PG-13, I would have to say.
Well,
so I made it more interesting for an adult audience. And
so obviously, back to Tim, obviously with all this basic issue of love and needs and people's amorous needs and everything, you have no lack of material from the entire wide world of song, opera, everywhere. Wasn't it more its issue of which to choose, not what to choose?
It was. I would say trying to keep in the spirit of the whole show, I drew a lot from Purcell and Dido and Aeneas. Because I love that whole sort of Greek chorus thing going on. Mm. And this is such an ensemble show that you really need that. However, I did draw also from some operetta. Mm. So there will be a few very familiar tunes that people will know. And one scene that is really spectacular, I think it's going to stop the show, is a scene between a husband and wife. And trying to... husband wanting his rights and the wife flirting with him but not giving in.
So sounds like pretty good drama stuff there. And so in the course of this, you need actors, you need singers, you need to sing these songs. So let's bring Samantha Schneider into this discussion. Good morning, Samantha.
Hello.
Let's find out who you are. Have you been around here for a while, or did you just move to town, or what?
I actually grew up in Spokane. Mm-hmm. Went to Ferris High School, and
were you in the Canterbury Bells?
I was in the Bells. I was a Bell.
Famous women's choir.
Oh yes, definitely was in Bells. I received a vocal performance degree from Washington State in 2015, and since then I've been slowly doing. Subtle work, some choral things throughout Spokane, and finally had a chance to audition for Tim, and super excited to be a part of this show.
Mm-hmm. And you're in the role of Calliope. Who is Calliope in this show?
Yeah, so she is an Athenian woman that is pulled into this, you know, situation and not quite sure where she stands with wanting the war to end, as well as kind of staying away from her husband. And so throughout the show, she's struggling with this idea of letting go of being a wife and a mother and wanting to be home to make sure that we get this peace treaty signed.
Yeah, and so that's Calliope in this. And you've used, between you and Tim, discuss it, you've used from Julius Caesar, Pian Giraud. Describe why you chose that.
Pian Giraud. It really seemed to fit the situation where Calliope does get to come forth and explain her views on what's happening. I won't spoil the twist because she has a twist right before she sings this. That's very fun. But I love Julius Caesar. I've been in a production of that. And this... young lady sings it beautifully.
And one little detail now in interpolating it into this story, what words do you use? The original?
Yeah, we are in English, an English adaptation of this.
But of the original text.
But it is the original text.
Well, yeah. let's hear our guest here, Samantha Schneider, singing Pian Giraud.
Thank you.
Yanjiro from Julius Caesar by Handel, sung for us by Samantha Schneider, who has one of the roles in Northwest Opera's production of Lysistrata, which is this weekend, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock, the standard theatrical times around here. And it's at Spokane Children's Theater, which is 2727 North Medelia. Conceptually, that's just a few blocks north of that lovely run of Illinois Avenue up there atop the kind of above the Spokane River. It's just a great view to getting there. So it's those three performances of Lysistrata. Back to the folks in the room about this production. Tim, I'm sure the thrill of finding Samantha for your opera company. Talk a little bit about the casting, because you're determined to really use the singers of this town, aren't you?
We try very hard to use as many local talented people as we can. Mm-hmm. In the lead role, we have Aaron Moline Carson, who has been in several of our productions and featured to some extent, but never quite in a leading role. And she does a lovely job with that. She's part of the Spokane Symphony Chorale. Mm-hmm. We also have Esther Kelly, who is always a joy on stage. She brings so much fun to any character that she plays. Mm-hmm. It's a very strong women's show. Mm-hmm. And one thing we lack, I hate to say it, are men. Getting men to show up to audition is extremely difficult in this town.
So anytime you can find a good women's show, then you're already cast.
We're safe. Because there are many, many talented ladies.
So you're not going to do Tosca?
Not yet. Though I've been thinking about doing a murder mystery, and they're all famous characters from operas, and they all die, you know, and you can use famous death scenes.
Oh, yeah, well, there's plenty.
I'm on it, Tim.
Plenty of those. Tim Campbell and then Donna Skoog, who was responsible for kind of for this show, and then Samantha, who sang Calliope, or sang this aria, who's in the role of Calliope. Talk a little bit more about singing you're doing, singing you're hoping to do, your place in the Spokane vocal community, Samantha.
You know, it's pretty hard to find a place. Spokane is a fabulous, fabulously diverse music community, and so for that, it's a little hard to find your niche and in where you're going to kind of, you know, cast your voice out there, but I'm excited that I have the opportunity with Northwest Opera to perform with them and get my voice out there. And
are you doing any other musical things in the city?
I perform with Ladone.
Oh, you do? Okay,
I do.
Yeah,
I do. And I have performed in the past for a couple of small when they needed a soprano or something. Mm-hmm. I've done choral artists, mm-hmm. and worked with the cathedral a little bit. I did the cantore,
nice,
choir with them a couple of times. And yeah, really just looking, just trying to. I just recently opened my own voice studio, mm-hmm. and I'm pursuing teaching younger singers here in Spokane, mm-hmm. as well, and kind of trying to get the music out that way too.
Nice, Samantha Schneider doing that. And then back to Tim and Donna here on the use of the Spokane Children's Theater, because I'll presume, Donna, it's awfully nice to have somebody else using it on the weeks you're not, isn't it? To just have the space be used more and have people used to coming there?
Oh, yeah. It brings some income to Spokane Children's Theater, and it also gives Northwest Opera, who used to do their shows in a church, mm-hmm. That theatrical feeling that, and it's a great space.
Mm. It's nice to have the proper lighting and all those things,
yes,
if you're doing theater, isn't it?
It really is, and the seating, there's not a bad seat in the house,
no,
which is very nice. As she said, with a church, you have all these people sitting right in front of you, and you're straining to try to see where the singers are performing.
Yeah, but there's nice elevation on the seats.
But this one here is great.
Spokane Children's Theater. About how many productions do you do at the Children's Theater in the course of a year,
well,
give or take?
We do six productions, mm-hmm. but we also do camps. Mm-hmm. We're getting ready for our spring camp, spring break camp, and then we'll do, I believe, how many, Tim? Tim's in charge of
that. A total of five summer camps.
Five summer camps.
Mm-hmm. So this is a real collaboration in many ways with you involved with them and the way it's supposed to work in the arts, right?
It is.
Yeah,
it's a great marriage. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Good. And so this is the production of Lysistrata, Friday and Saturday night, 7:30, Sunday at 2. Anything we've left out?
I think we've covered it.
Okay.
It's good. Great show, very funny, and Donna is the director, and I do have to say, it is such a joy to have someone who has written it and her knowledge of what she wants for the show to actually direct it and to be able to try to put her vision out there.
And Samantha, you're nodding about that. Talk about that role. Yeah.
Well, you know, throughout my theater history, I've done a lot of community theater, and sometimes there are a lot of directors that kind of just trust you to go with the flow and find your character on stage. And every once in a while, especially with Lysistrata, I feel it's not a very well-known show. And so having, like Tim said, that insight into the idea of those characters and how we could really develop this story has helped me as an actress, especially with the role of Calliope, trying to figure out exactly what this woman is thinking. And I think it's just the right show. It's the right director for finding these characters to come out. It's fabulous.
Nice.
And it helps when you have, I have the best cast. Oh, they are just fabulous. I'm very, very, very lucky.
Good. Donna Skoog, who's directing this show, Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday at 2, the address 2727 North Medelia, just a little ways north of Illinois Avenue.